Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. I'm talking about the reintroduction of the cult of Stalin and Stalinism in the Russian Federation. So if you go back to the early 90s, de-Stalinization is more or less complete. Statues have been removed everywhere, places have been named as honor or renamed. I know there was de-Stalinization under Khrushchev. Khrushchev was only secure enough in power after 1956. The secret speech to de-Stalinize up to 1964. He was pushed out, Brezhnev, partly de-Stalinized. But in the 90s, groups like Memorial were bringing to light all the horrendous human rights abuses under Stalin, all the mass murders, all the people who were wrongfully convicted of crimes in totally unfair trials, sometimes just by an administrative process. Many of them were rehabilitated. Some of them had been rehabilitated in the late 50s and so on. And people realized just how ghastly the Gulag was, not just in Russia, but other former Soviet states. And there was the truth was finally told. Now, Putin came into office as prime minister in 1999 and then president in 2000 and gradually began to re-Stalinize. Nevertheless, he sometimes gave awards to Soviet-era dissidents, to human rights activists who'd called out the oppression of Soviet people, the misuse of psychiatry as a weapon of political oppression, and so forth. So make no mistake, there was slavery in the Soviet Union. And I use that word advisedly, slavery, in the absolutely literal sense of people, because of their ethnic group, or because they were political dissident or whatever, were taken by cattle truck. Think about that, not a train with seats where you have cattle, no seats for days. Many died on the journey of cold, of overheat, of lack of adequate food, water, medicine. When they got to their destination, have to work in a coal mine, cutting down trees, building a road, something, in horrendously cruel conditions, and huge numbers of them died, like in their millions. And it's true that some of them were manumitted in the end. So it was something that was akin to African-American slavery. It usually wasn't intergenerational. And that was going on in some form until the 1980s. So much for communism being good for the working class, abolishing poverty, abolish poverty in as much as it starved the poor to death in their millions, deliberately, not by accident. Why on earth would any government exalt someone who committed such unspeakable crimes on an absolutely vast scale? Someone so satanic that there were those who thought that Hitler was not quite so bad by comparison. And obviously, we all know that Hitler was extremely evil on an enormous scale as well. So Stalin's evil is rivaled only by that of Adolf Hitler. So it is very worrying that the Stalin's cult has been reintroduced. And that's a miseducation that children receive in Russia. I remember even in Kazakhstan several years ago, seeing there was a laudatory biography of Stalin for sale. Now, one of the few opposition parties to be allowed to demonstrate without any harassment from the police are the communists, and they control some regions, laying roses at Stalin's feet, okay, because those who were anti-Stalinists were more likely to be murdered. Those who survived, they might well be living in remote regions with little access to promotion or education or anything like that, poverty-stricken. So those in centers of power were those who were willing to be sycophants to go along with evil. I don't know that's true in every country. It's true, sadly, even the Republic of Ireland, even the United Kingdom. So I know that all governments are bad in some ways, but the Soviet government was one of the worst of the worst. And I read Russian textbooks, not from the Soviet era, when I was there, and mentioning repressions by Stalin, not saying that he killed people, not saying that people starved to death in the mildest possible way, that perhaps a few people were unjustly imprisoned, really playing it down, or a chapter on saying tough and victorious rather than cruel and in many ways a loser. And yes, the Soviet won the Second World War, but despite him, not because of him. He'd made it way worse by executing his good generals early in the war and so on. So that's what the Stalin is coming back. Taganskaya metro station in Moscow, the people's gratitude to the leader relief was unveiled recently. And you don't need to be a genius to figure out that this is sort of an allegory for Putin. And Putin, who takes away all your rights, Putin, who says no freedom of association, no freedom of expression, no fair trial, all the rest of it, starting wars of aggression like Stalin did against Finland, or then invading Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Moldova, and elsewhere. And then towards the end of the Second World War, whilst fighting against Germany, even then attacking Poland, attacking Polish patriots, the Home Army, false accusing the most gallant Polish anti-Nazis of being Nazis, accusing them of the very crime that you are committing. And obviously airbrushing history. He's a falsifier of history, as Putin is as well, that obviously the Soviet Union started the Second World War along with the Third Reich. The Third Reich is always saying mea culpa, or sorry, the Federal Republic of Germany is always saying mea culpa for the crimes of the Third Reich, and the Federal Republic of Germany bears no resemblance to the Third Reich. But the Russian Federation, that moved away from its totalitarian past in the 90s, has sadly moved back into it now. So this is a very retrograde step. So over the past few years, over 100 statues and other monuments to Yosef Vissarionovich Stalin have been erected. And then he's part of the Victory Day celebrations. He's been wearing this T-shirt of someone who was a bloodthirsty tyrant with his demented cult of the personality, because obviously Putin wants the same. He wants to be on a par with him. He wants to be buried on Red Square, no doubt, as well. So someone who saved his country, who had to be firm with people and stuff like that, and was beset by foes of the capitalist world. The thing is, communism had an ideology that was universalizable. Theoretically, it could benefit people all over the world. Well, this Russian ultra-aggressive, chauvinistic irredentism can't. It's obviously very much to the detriment of neighboring countries. It's not like they're bringing a better civilization or more human rights or better science or technology or anything. They're making it worse for everybody. So the way that there are all these laudatory biographies of Stalin written, and Putin demanding encomia to him as well, people should recognize him as the absolute ogre that he really was. And of course, for according to the Russian government, this illegal war of unprovoked aggression against Ukraine is the Second World War all over again. To constantly harp on and on and on about the Second World War and not to look at the nature of totalitarianism or why some people, even in Russia, as well as Ukraine, Lithuania, Belarus, whatever, Chechnya, some Central Asian prisoners even took the German side, because Stalinism was so savagely cruel, they thought that National Socialism couldn't be quite so bad. Now, they were wrong, goodness, and so on. So bringing back Soviet-era names like Volgograd Airport, Volgograd, formerly Stalingrad, now the call sign is Stalingrad and things like that. Because there are obvious resonances between Putinism and Stalinism, between being paranoid. And some doctor who was later executed by Stalin had diagnosed Stalin in the 1930s with paranoia. So all this Stalin kitsch, the militarization of children, it's sick. Dressing children up as soldiers. And this is to prepare them for an actual war. It's not just a game. I mean, I'm not that namby-pamby. I don't mind kids dressing up as soldiers and playing with guns or something like that. But this is really to prepare them for the meat grinder and things like that. So the local government wasting money on this Stalinist propaganda. So mass-scale lying, 360-degree propaganda. Wherever you look on the television, on the internet, listen to the radio, look at big billboards on the street, school textbooks, anything, it will be constantly bombarded with Stalinist propaganda, and it's almost impossible to resist that. So in 2023, 63% of Russians had a positive view for Stalin. 63%, that's very troubling. I remember back in the early, in the noughties, it was about 25%, it's 63%, it's gone up. Now, of youngest adults, 18 to 24, is only 48%, but that's very, very worrying. I mean, the older people, it is a bit higher, but it's worrying that the youngsters are still susceptible to this. That's almost half. And those who value freedom in Russia mostly fled the country, or else they have to be very, very quiet about it, because there's total intolerance of even the mildest dissent. We see just how violent the state is towards those who call the war a want peace. So much for brotherhood between the different peoples of the former Soviet republics. Goodness. So extreme harshness, injustice. That is what is being exalted. That's the order of the day. That's what's said seem to be good. And he can never, ever be criticized for this war in which millions and millions of people got killed. And so Putin, he does seem gentle by comparison. Stalin, who used torture on an enormous scale as an absolutely standard procedure, who was extremely racist towards various ethnic minority groups like Chechens, tellingly. So, wow. And so Putin is openly adulating One of the most prolific mass murderers of all time. So just in case you weren't sure who was on the right side in this war and who's on the side of civilization, and no, Russians are not bad, and of course they're human too, and I do feel sorry for them, and not so one single Russian or one single Ukrainian would have been killed if Putin hadn't started this war. You know, I see a Russian soldier's funeral, and he was somebody's baby too, and there were people who loved him, and that has wrecked a whole network of relationships. And I really wish it could be avoided. It could be ended today. And it's entirely on Putin's side. So it's the big lie theory, like Stalin. The more lies you tell, the more people will believe it. And I've met Russian children who's told me that everyone had plenty to eat under Stalin, or Stalin killed any other seven people. I mean, absolute whoppers of lies, staggering. And of course, there are plenty of people who will believe that. Confirmation bias constantly seeking out this propaganda to reinforce these lies. You wouldn't think that people would have the chutzpah to tell such gigantic lies. And I know obviously enormous lies are told in the West, but just not so many. So I know the Russian government isn't the only guilty party, but is the guiltiest party. Only one government in the world will really say that up is down. And you can tell a lot by the company they keep, the Putin regime cozying up to Kim Jong-un, thought to be the most heavily oppressive regime in the world, with his insane cult of the personality, with all this ludicrous level of praise for a cruel, cruel leader. Wow. And I suppose that's what people do to survive. They have to fool themselves. People have got a limitless capacity for self-delusion. Anyway, thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. GeorgeCallahan790@gmail.com and donate. And oh, yes, do what you can to resist totalitarianism.